From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. In New York City parks in the middle of the night, you can usually find drunks, criminals, and other ne'er-do-wells. But one weekend every year, they're joined by roasting pigs and the good old boys who based them. The Big Apple Barbecue Block Party takes place today and tomorrow, but the real smoke in action occurred last night in the wee hours while Manhattan slept. NPR's Robert Smith was out there and sent us an audio postcard.
It's sundown in New York City, and already a smoky haze has descended upon Midtown Manhattan. But don't worry, it's the smoke from dozens of barbecue masters from around the country who have lined their rigs up around Madison Square Park for the night. They'll be cooking for the festival tomorrow, but tonight, it's like walking through the history of barbecue.
My name is Gary Roark. I'm from Yazoo City, Mississippi. We're about 40 miles north of Jackson.
What's it like being a small-town boy in the big city?
Scary sometimes. Especially the drive-in. Pickup truck pulling an 18-foot trailer is kind of scary in all this traffic, but, you know, we make do.
You got guys here with racks of ribs putting on some sort of secret. Is it a secret spice? What's in here?
It's magic dust. I'm Mike Mills with 17th Street Bar and Grill in Southern Illinois.
So what surprises you about serving New Yorkers?
They stand in line. They don't push. They don't shove. They're just waiting to be able to get that flavor in their mouth.
So you think the smoke kind of turns them into Southerners a little bit?
Absolutely it does.
If you believe that bigger is better and biggest is best, you have to come right to the corner of 23rd Street in Madison because you have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rigs here?
That's correct.
And your name?
Ed Mitchell. I'm from Wilson, North Carolina.
This is a show of barbecue force here.
That's correct. And this is a show of the art of cooking barbecue. The art of cooking the original barbecue, which is the whole hog.
What's it like? It's Friday evening.
Yeah.
People are going out on the town here in New York City. They're all dressed up. They walk by all these dead pigs. What do they think? What do they say to you?
Well, they say, my goodness, what is going on in New York? They know tomorrow sometime they're going to be feasting real good.
Well, wonderful. Great to meet you.
My pleasure,
I'll be
sir.
Stopping by later on to see how they're going.
Please do.
Well, it's almost midnight at Madison Square Park, and the barbecue smokers are going strong. Most of the crews have left just a single person to watch over the ribs or the brisket, make sure nobody takes any. But New Yorkers, as they're getting out of bars and restaurants, seem to be drawn by the smoke, and crowds of them keep coming through the park here, stopping by to see if they can get a taste or just to see what's going on.
Lori Nelson.
Guillermo Labarca, New York City.
So what do you think the problem is? Why is it taking New York City so long to get good barbecue?
It's a different type of lifestyle. Yeah. New York City is one of these cities that is extremely fast, competitive. It's all about getting ahead. It's not really about relaxing, enjoying life. And so whenever that environment comes to New York City, I think people embrace it, they welcome it, and they look forward to it.
Now, to be fair, New York City does have some great barbecue restaurants, but the little secret is they're usually run by Southerners. I'm going to move over here to 26th Street, where a restaurant called Rack and Soul has their smoker, and that's an Upper West Side restaurant, but the pitmaster is John Wheeler from Mississippi.
It's just a cultural thing, and you know, we do it a lot more down south, and we got a little bit better at it, and they're catching up real quick, and they got some great restaurants up here.
So we had to basically recruit our talent.
I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
It's 5:30 in the morning. Time to go check on the barbecue.
There he is.
Well, I didn't manage to stay up all night, but a lot of these guys didn't get much sleep.
Morning, how you doing?
Actually, I'm in luck. The folks from U-Bonds are pulling the smoked pork butt out of the smoker right now.
That's finished product right there, and you get to get a little taste of the first batch.
Mmm, excellent.
Just a little sauce for you, so you wouldn't get a little taste of both. But
thanks. So having cooked this stuff all night, you know very well you got to do this again tonight.
Oh, yeah, this afternoon and again tonight. So you catch up on the sleep and everything else later.
Standing next to Gary Roark and about 1,000 pounds of pork, I'm Robert Smith, NPR News in Madison Square Park.
Cool, buddy.